You know what tonight is, don't you, baby boy? Mommy has a date tonight. You didn't forget, did you? Oh, I didn't think so. You are going to help Mommy get ready for her big date tonight, aren't you? That's so sweet. I really do love how you help me. You remember Mr. Jennings, don't you? Of course you do. How silly of me. He's your boss, isn't he? Well, tonight he's going to be my boss too. I love how he manhandles me. So rough. So controlling. It just drives me crazy the way he takes control and I let him do whatever he wants with me. So sexy. He's such a real man. You know Mommy needs that, right, baby boy? As much as I adore you, sometimes I need a man with a really big cock to just take me and use me and just fuck me as hard as he possibly can, over and over again. Mommy gets so horny sometimes. Mommy really does love cocks. Nice, big, hard ones. Mommy loves sucking them, touching them, feeling them inside her pussy, stretching her, filling her, making her come so hard. Feeling them invade her tight little ass. Feeling a man's hand grab her hair and pull her head back while he rams his throbbing cock inside her anywhere he wants. Using her. Making Mommy come for him over and over again. But that isn't for you, is it, baby boy? Oh, no, it isn't. You make Mommy happy in so many other ways. Just not like that. Now, baby boy, show me your little cocklet. There we are. Hello, little guy. All locked up for me, safe and secure. I'm so glad we switched to the smaller cage. I really do think that it's going to be good for you. And remind me, why are you in that cage? That's right. Because you can't stop touching that little thing. And what is the rule? Correct. No unsupervised masturbation. If you are going to be allowed to touch, Mommy is going to be watching. And what does Mommy get to decide? That's right. Whether or not you get to come for her. You know, Mommy was very disappointed when she caught you last time. Such a dirty habit. You really upset Mommy when she saw you making a mess like a very bad boy. So now, Mommy has to be strict with you and lock you up so you don't get yourself in trouble. So what do you say? That's right. Thank you, Mommy. Good boy. Mommy will always help you with your masturbation problem, baby boy. Because we both know this is good for you. Self-control. Discipline. And denial. That's what you need. Mommy will also be here to punish you when you make mistakes. You know I don't like it when I have to paddle your bottom. But sometimes that's the only way a boy like you learns. Now go get my paddle. I want you to put it on the nightstand next to the bed so you won't forget. It's good to have little reminders like that, isn't it? Turn around and show Mommy your spanked little bottom. Is it still sore? I'm sure it is. Every time you sit down for the next few days, I want you to be reminded of what a bad boy you were. But now that we have you all locked up, we shouldn't have any more problems now, should we? No, we won't. Have I told you how cute that looks? It makes me smile to see you locked up like that for me. It really does. I thought about taking a nice pink ribbon and tying a cute little bow on top. Wouldn't that be so adorable? Mommy's little chastity boy. It really makes me feel so proud that you are willing to give all that up just to make Mommy happy. And that you trust Mommy to make you happy too. I know how much you need to have that little pee-pee controlled, and how good it feels when Mommy makes you all frustrated and desperate. I know you love it when Mommy teases you and tells you no. Or when Mommy shows you her pussy and then tells you you can't have it. I know how much you want Mommy's pussy, don't you, baby boy? Come here and kneel down. I want to let you see it. Not too close. That's good. Right there. Now look and see how pretty it is. And don't you like Mommy's pretty pussy? No, that's so sweet. Shh, no begging. I just want you to see it before it gets used by Mr. Jennings. And if you're a good boy, Mommy's going to let you clean up tonight. But her pussy won't look like this anymore. It's going to be all messy, and you know what your job will be, right? You're going to clean up Mommy's messy pussy, aren't you? Like it's so wet, so dirty. But don't worry, Mommy isn't going to have any cum in her tonight. Oh, hold still. All that squirming is just going to make it worse, baby boy. Can you see Mommy is getting wet? Thinking of tonight? Thinking of getting fucked while you have to listen from the other room all locked up and desperate? Poor baby boy. Not even able to masturbate. Not without Mommy watching. Look at you straining in your cage. I bet you wish Mommy would unlock it and play with it, don't you? Maybe put it in her mouth, kiss it, suck it, let you put it in her pretty pussy. It's okay to want those things, baby boy. But tonight those things are for Mr. Jennings, right? No, that's right. Yes, Mommy. I love it when you say that. Yes, Mommy. Now, baby boy, I need you to help me get dressed. That's a good boy. First, I want you to go to my lingerie drawer, and I want you to pick out your favorite bra, panties, and garters. I want you to tell me all about them and why you love them. Mommy wants to hear all about it. Well, baby boy, I have to say you do have very good taste. Mommy's so proud of you. This bra is one of my favorites. Yes, I love how it makes my breasts look too. The lace trim. Did you notice the little hearts in the lace? Adorable, aren't they? I'm glad you think it makes me look sexy. It makes me feel sexy too. I bet Mr. Jennings is going to adore it. And these panties. Yes, they're so silky and soft. Oh, I bet you'd love to know how they feel rubbing up and down your little cock. I mean, if you could. Maybe that would be a nice reward sometime. Masturbating with Mommy's pretty panties. Oh my. It looks like mommy's little locked up boy likes that idea, doesn't he? Let's see. Let me get these stockings on and all straightened up. Now, baby boy, would you like to help mommy with her garters? They can be so tricky in the back. Do you want to be mommy's little helper? Good boy. Oh, look at that. You did such a good job. Now go over to the closet. I have 3 dresses hanging up there. I want you to pick the one that you think Mr. Jennings is going to like the most. You know him so well, working for him all those years, right? You must have some sense of what he likes. What would turn him on? Oh, is it starting to feel more real to you now, baby boy? Dressing me up for another man. I know it must be hard for you. But you want mommy to be happy, don't you? That's right. Yes, mommy. Good boy. Now choose a dress for me and for Mr. Jennings. I like that one too, baby boy. Do you think Mr. Jennings will too? Oh, such a sweet yes, mommy. You can be so adorable. Get my heels too. I want you to put them on me. That's mommy's good boy. You've been so good. Would you like to watch mommy put on her lipstick? I know how much you enjoy watching that. Seeing my lips slowly getting painted red. Thinking about kissing them. But they aren't for you tonight. They are for someone else, aren't they? That's right. Yes, mommy. For Mr. Jennings, right, baby boy? And now, just a touch of perfume. Come here, baby boy. I want you to lean down and smell my neck. I know how you adore that. I want you to be thinking about that all night long. Do you think Mr. Jennings will like that too? Sniffing mommy's neck while he fucks me. I think so too. Well, it's almost time for mommy's date. There are just a few more things to discuss. I made a list for you. Things to do while I'm out on my date. First, you're going to stay naked tonight, except for your cage. I think that will be a nice reminder for you of your place. Second, the corner in the living room, the one that is open, that's going to be your corner tonight. When we get back after dinner, that's where you will stay. In the corner, facing the wall. Hands behind your back, unless you are called. Third, there's a bottle of scotch, a bottle of gin, and a bottle of vermouth on the kitchen island with glasses. You will be serving us drinks when we ask for them. I know Mr. Jennings likes his scotch, and you already know how I like my martinis. Finally, I want you to prepare the bedroom for us. You will put the silk sheets on the bed, and I want 4 condoms on the nightstand, and also a bottle of lube. Make sure the lights are dimmed, and I want you to make a nice playlist for the bedroom sound system. Something that will put us both in the mood. If you're a good boy, I'll leave the bedroom door open so you can hear mommy getting fucked while you stand in your corner. Tonight, after Mr. Jennings leaves, you can crawl into bed and clean mommy up. But tonight, you aren't going to be allowed to taste mommy's pussy or to lick it clean. You'll have to use some baby wipes to clean me, And I want you to take your time and do it nice and slow. Gentle. I'm sure I'll be very sore after such a good fucking. I want you to see and pamper and long for what you can't have. And then, Mommy's going to feed you Mr. Jennings' cum from his used condoms. If you're a good boy and do everything Mommy says, you'll get a very special reward. If you eat all of Mr. Jennings' cum and lick and suck all of those condoms clean, Mommy is going to unlock you, give you her wet, dirty panties and let you rub them on your little cock while she watches you masturbate. But only if you're a very good boy for Mommy. Then you get to be Mommy's little masturbator. So when you listen to us fucking, when you listen to Mr. Jennings holding Mommy down and forcing his cock into her over and over again, while she squirms and twists underneath him, I want you to be thinking about those condoms getting filled up. Who knows? Maybe Mr. Jennings will find a use for that pedal tonight too. Spanking Mommy's bottom just like she spanked yours. When you hear Mommy moaning and gasping with pleasure, and you hear Mr. Jennings calling out Mommy's name while he comes, I want you to think about his hot load getting all collected for you to eat for Mommy later, while she watches you. I wonder if he will fill all four of them like he did last time. I hope so. Don't you, baby boy? What was that? A little louder. Oh, are you blushing? That's right. Yes, Mommy. Good boy. I want you to be thinking about what you're going to have to do to make Mommy happy if you want your masturbation session tonight. And if you don't make Mommy happy, no more masturbation for a very, very long time. Well, baby boy, Mr. Jennings will be here very soon. And you have a lot of work to do while we're at dinner. So you should probably get started. I want everything to be perfect for my date tonight.